们今天看四世纪从十三章。
Today we start with Judges chapter 13.
好，我们看到十六章的时候都讲到贪生。
So until chapter 16 talks about Samson.
啊，这个贪生是一个很特别的人物。
This Samson was a very special person.
在四世纪里面，这一个人物呢，就像一个电影中演的兰坡一样。
So this person in the book of Judges is just like a movie star.
你可以看到所有的士师都是率领群众。
You can see that all the judges were the leaders, the leading people.
但是参孙呢，他是怎么样？是单打独斗。
Yet Samson was a loner that fought.
力量大到是让人难以想象。
He has an unimaginable strength.
前无古人后无来者。
In the old times until now,
这样充满一个恩赐的一个大有能力的勇士
such a mighty warrior filled with such gift.
我们今天看到他的一个整个的过程以及他下场。
We see his whole life and his ending.
整个参孙跟其他的士师的比较，最大的不同就是他是单打独斗。
So the biggest difference between Samson and all the other judges is that he was a lone fighter.
在以色列落入非利士人四十年的这一个统治的当中。
So when the Israelites were under the control of the Philistines for 40 years,
那么有二十年让这一个非利士人非常头痛。
So but during the 20 years reign, they gave up Philistines a lot of trouble.
那么为什么我们说是四十年，在这一个包含这个二十年当中呢
？So why did we say that the 20 years and the 40 years?
因为在他的里面没有想到说这个参孙啊，使这一个以色列太平二十年。
Because they did not imagine that Samson could give Israel 20 years of peace.
一般来讲，就是在这四十年当中，给非利士人非常的头痛。
In other words, 40 years gave Philistines headaches.
那么他在这一个单打独斗的过程当中
，in his long fight.
我们从整个四世纪里面来看
，We can see from the judges，
每一个士师
，Every judge
都有其神给他圣灵的同在
，They gave him his Holy Spirit，
所以圣灵的同在很重要
，So the presence of the Holy Spirit is very important。
但是圣灵的同在以后呢
？But what happened after that？
四世纪里面没有做到的一点
，One thing that they didn't do in the judges，
这是所有灵恩教会现在应该要反思的一个问题。
This is all what the spiritual churches should reflect on today.
就是呢，当时呢，所说的士师呢，都被圣灵感动。
So all the judges were moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵与他同在的时候，他就充满了能力。
So when the Holy Spirit was with them, they were filled with power.
他充满了能力之后呢
？But after that,
对神的真道却不顺从。
Yet they did not obey the words of truth of God.
所以在神在那个地方用一代的人，再用另一代的人。
So that's why God used one generation after generation.
你可以看到这整个将近这个三百多年的时间。
You see nearly 300 years.
整个四世纪里面将近450年。
So in the book of Judges, it's about 450 years.
神一直在拣选，在拣选。
God was choosing and choosing and choosing.
只有到撒母耳那一代那个时候。
Yeah, until time of Samuel.
才开始恢复神的律法。
Then the law of the Lord was restored.
因此呢，当你一个人被圣灵充满的时候
，When somebody is filled with the Holy Spirit，
如果呢没有被圣灵的真道掌管的时候
，And not controlled by the truth of the Spirit，
那么神的灵与他同在
，The Spirit may be with them，
这不过是短暂的
，But it's only temporary。
从这个四十年到二十年的当中
，From this 40 years to the 20 years，
原本这一个人应该是怎么样把这一个非利士人赶出去。
You're supposed to have driven out all the Philistines.
但是呢，因为他在整个的抉择的观念里面错误。
But because of his judgment that there was problem.
他没有办法与其他的人一同工作。
He could not work with others.
严格讲起来，参孙呢，他是没有太大的智慧。
Strictly speaking, Samson did not have great wisdom.
他只是有信心做一些事情。
But he had faith to do things.
这在四世纪里面算是一个悲剧英雄。
So Judges actually here is more like a tragedy.
虽然希伯来书把它列为信心的勇士里头
although in the book of Hebrew talk about he's one of the
讲的是后来归回神的那个信
a warrior in faith, but at the end you're talking about the faith
即初期的时候他那样子的在神的面前的一个、啊、信心
that in the beginning he has such faith before the Lord
或是他父母亲遗留下来给他的一个传统给他的信心
or maybe it's a tradition that his parents gave, passed out to him to give him faith
我们看到这个他从小就分别做拿细尔人
so we can see that from birth he was set apart as a Nazarite
这个拿细尔人是一个这个清酒浓酒都不可喝的
so a Nazarite is not supposed to drink any fermented drinks or wines
而离开葡萄园
and then depart from the vineyard
因为怕不小心就吃到葡萄了
because he was afraid that he would eat carelessly grapes
为什么吃到葡萄会有问题呢
why would it be a problem to eat grapes
那可能是这一个不是采收的时期或者采收过后葡萄在那个地方要等着怎么样准备当做葡萄酒的
So if it's not before or maybe during the harvest the grapes are harvested for food prepared for being made wine
所谓的清酒呢就轻微的发酵
So any wine affirming the drink that means that even light wine
讲就是这个食物哈已经稍微熟了一点
Maybe the fruit has been over ripened a bit
连这样子都那么小心
Even then they have to be careful
那我们看到对他们来讲什么叫做洁净不洁净他们非常明白
But to them what is clean and clean it was very clear
那么当时神为什么要定立这一些啊，这个所谓的洁净的跟不洁净的
So how God want to set apart the clean and unclean
直到医学开始慢慢发达以后
Until medicine began to advance
那后来为什么这些都可以吃的呢
Then later on, how come all these are edible?
其实我们很没有清楚的去看的时候就不明白。
If we don't look at it clearly, we will not understand.
是不是神的律法松绑了？
Is it because God's law was loosened?
他只对这一些这个以色列人这样。
He treated the Israelites this way only.
到新约的时候，他除了这个捏死的这个牲畜跟这个血祭偶像这三样不能吃以外。
In the New Testament, only the animals are strangled and the blood of the animal and worshipped to idols.
其余的都可以吃啊。
Everything else is edible.
是不是神在这个律法上松绑了呢
It's because God has loosened the restrictions.
其实呢，当我们在慢慢研究医学的研究之后，就发现了一个事实。
But there's something that the medicine discovered.
就是呢，当这一些人在旷野行走的时候
，When these people were wandering in the desert.
吃这些食物的时候，有这个不洁的食物比较容易长皮肤癣。
Yeah, when they ate food that was unclean, they more likely develop skin diseases.
这只是一小部分的发现。
This only is a small discovery.
还有哦，原来当时在这个旷野的时候会有这个问题。
Oh, then you realize at that time in desert that they would have that kind of problem.
那么以后呢，是不是到旷野，他到欧洲去旅行不到了？
So later on, they went to Europe, not in the desert anymore, to preach the gospel.
那是一个城市的一个地方了。
Those are cities.
不是在一个旷野里的。
No longer in the desert.
也不是在那里个围绕四十年的。
They're no longer wandering for 40 years.
也不是在那个地方生活了。
They're not living in the desert anymore.
所以为什么还要这样限制呢
？So why would they still need those restrictions?
神知道这个问题，所以他提早就把这一个事情告诉了保罗。
So because God foresaw this problem, that's why He Paul,
这个是当时他们在这个旷野里面四十年的当中呢，神为他们定的律法，所以这些律例呢，不是怎么样，不是一个绝对性的。
The laws decrees about these rules given to them in the desert, but these are not absolute.
所以我经常提到律法当中有一个绝对的相对。
So that's why I said that there's a comparative laws here that are somewhat absolute.
就是在那一个时期是绝对的。
So during that period, that era is absolute.
离开的那个时期是相对的。
But actually, it's not from that era anymore. It's only relative.
但某一些时期呢，这个摩押人呢，竟然纵然过了时代，也不可进入耶和华的会中。
So even after certain period, even the Moabite women can enter the assembly of God.
但在一个真正有信心的人
，by someone who has true faith,
也可以从桌上吃掉下来的碎渣。
And even if the crumbs fell from the table,
这一个就成了绝对性的相对。
Then this is a relative of absolutism.
这个不是说神改变了。
It's not like God has changed.
原因神还是用圣经里面解释的那一句话，神后悔。
God still used the word in the Bible. That is that he repented.
也就是神不按着我们的过犯待我们。
That is that he's not treated us according to our transgressions.
律法虽然明文的规定。
So even though the laws were set.
但是我们还是看到挪亚的女子路德、啊、进入了耶和华的会众。
We saw that Ruth as a Moabite woman still entered the assembly of God.
这不是冲突。
This is not a conflict.
这个是在总原则里面看到神不是法律的松绑。
That we see that it's not a contradiction, but rather it's not that God has loosened the rules.
公义之中的怜悯。
It's the mercy in the laws.
因此我们看到参孙里面。
So we see that in Samson.
那么到了这一个沙漠以后呢，他开始有神的律法。
Then that the law was restored after Samuel came about.
所以整个四世纪里头。
So in the whole Judges.
除了一个士师比较有宣讲说神的话语以外。
Only one judge spoke more about the word of God.
其余的呢都没有重申神的话语。
The rest of it did not have the word of God.
那么这个士师讲的那一个时代里面。
So it's talking about the period.
虽然讲的很确实。
It's also real.
但人却不爱听。
Practical, but people did not want to listen.
因为当时讲的这位士师是女的。
Because the person who spoke about these words was a woman.
你们就知道是谁了嘛？哈。
You now know who it was.
是谁？
Who was it?
啊，就是底波拉。
It was Deborah.
大道无人行。
He was so big, so great.
他经常是坐在哪一个地方跟人家分享神的话
？Where would she sit to share the word of God?
有没有人知道
？Anybody remembers?
啊，棕树下。
In the city of palms.
你不要讲错，叫橡树下去了啊。
It's not oak trees.
橡树下就是谁呢？不知道。
Do you know who's an oak tree?
橡树下的底波拉就是这个利百加的奶娘，葬在橡树下。
Deborah is the nurse of Rebecca.
圣经里面有两个底波拉。
There are two different Deborahs in the Bible.
一个是葬在橡树下。
One was under the oak trees.
一个是坐在棕树下。
One is sitting underneath the palms.
坐在棕树下的是。讲说神的话语
The one who sit on those palms are sitting,
把神的
speak the word of God,
话语解明
and also explain the word of God
整个四世纪里面就一个士师会讲神的话
The whole book of Judges only one judge that spoke the word of God
所谓的士师呢要不是自己呢热心过了头做了一个以弗德
So in the old Judges it's not one that was over jealous and made a Ephod himself
要不就是怎么样许诺错愿把儿女要金火献给神
Then the other one was sacrifice his own daughter to God.
就是用这个外邦人的献祭的方式献给神。
They used the sacrifice of the Gentiles to make sacrifice to God.
就是为什么神是那么忌邪的。
That's why God is such a jealous God.
你用神的方法不用神的方法，你用外邦人的方法。
You don't use the ways of God, but use the Gentiles' ways.
而且这个祭过的东西呢，这个是不太好的。
And not only that, these offerings.
祭偶像的东西都不能吃的，何况用别人的这个方式的祭坛来祭献给神呢
？Not only that, these burnt offerings were not good to begin with. Then you use the altars of foreign gods to make offering to God.
早期我在做音乐布道的时候
，So in the beginning, in the early times when I was
这边已经讲过一次了，就是有一次呢，我们在布道的当中
，When I was doing the evangelistic work.
我们总共有十个团体
There were about 10 groups
其中有一个团体是这个当地的原住民
There was aborigines in the one of the groups
要赞美神用一个什么用丰年祭的歌来赞美神
So they were using their own songs of harvest to sing to the Lord
那因为我早期在青少年的时候经常到山地里面部落去工作
When I was young I used to go to the mountains to workAmong the aborigines
所以知道这首歌是丰年祭
So I realized this was one of their songs of harvest
我就说这样换汤、啊、不换药这样来祭献给神不太好吧
So I told them if you're just going to use the song without changing the content I don't think it's such a good idea
他们只是觉得一种热心这首歌很好听、啊、然后把它歌词改了、啊、
So they thought that it was a nice sounding sound they're just going to change the verses
其实就是有 一首歌很好听它里面是讲阿弥陀佛把它改成哈利路亚就这样而已
So they think that it's a such sound, good sounding sound that it's got 阿弥陀佛 which is a chant of the Buddha
我把它讲这样你就比较清楚了
They just want to change it to hallelujah
不然你可能不知道我要讲什么
Otherwise you do not know what I'm talking about
那用这种方法来敬拜神你说神会喜欢吗
They use this way to make offering to God, do you think God will be pleased?
所以有时候我们在做布道会吸引人来的时候，选的歌就非常重要。
So when we are doing the musical evangelism, we have to be very careful in the songs we pick.
耶和他当中一生的败笔，是因为他不读神的话，所以他有公义没有怜悯。
So the problem with Samson is that he had a lot of zeal but no mercy.
所以他从小被人家排挤的那个个性，当以法莲要排挤他的时候，他怎么那个内心里面的爆发就出现。
Sorry, it was Jephthah. So when Jephthah was rejected when he was young, by Ephraim, So a lot of people talk in Christianity talk about this person never got healed inside.
那我告诉你，他不是没有内在医治过。
I tell you, it's not like he was not healed inside.
他是因为不懂神的律法。
It's because he did not understand the laws of God.
没有读圣经去亲近神。
He did not read the Bible to draw near God.
因为神的话并没有光照他，使他的生命里面有被医治的感觉。
So that the word of God never gave him the light to heal him.
神的话是光。
Because the word of God is light.
神的话是道。
But the word of God is way.
就能够刺入破开，能够解决我们的问题。
He can divide deep into spirit and soul and solve our problems.
献给神叫儿女金火。
So he sacrificed his daughter.
这怎么会讨神的喜欢呢？
How could that please God?
何况现在有很多人用其他的宗教的方法隐藏性的放在教会里面来使人家叫做复兴。
So now even today the many churches use ways of other religions and hide them in the church to make people be revived.
我们看到一个事实一个事实的错误。
We see the errors of erroneous ways of one judge after another.
那么这些事实都曾经被圣灵充满过的。
All the judges were filled with the Holy Spirit before.
所以给我们要有警惕。
So it gave us a warning.
当然我们也不能叫那一些不讲灵恩的人在去批评灵恩的时候我们用这段话来跟他讲。
So of course for those people who are non-spiritual, criticizing the spiritual group, to tell them these also.
士师记是给我们有一个很大的警惕。
So the judges give us a great warning.
参孙呢?
How about Samson?
他最大的问题在哪里?
What was the biggest problem he had?
他最大的问题就是没有学耶稣基督。
That he did not learn Jesus Christ.
为什么在哪一方面没有学他呢?
Which part he did not imitate him?
就是在睡觉的地方没学他。
When the place where he sleeps.
耶稣基督睡觉的时候连枕头都没有。
So Jesus did not even have a pillow to sleep on.
我们参孙就是睡错地方。
So Samson slept at the wrong place.
他的枕头是谁？
What was his pillow?
女人的大腿。
It was a woman's thigh.
睡错地方。
He slept at the wrong place.
学耶稣基督睡觉没有枕头，好过于有枕头。
So it's better to learn from Jesus to sleep without a pillow than to have one with a pillow.
睡觉没有枕头，好过于有枕头。
Tell others it's better to sleep without a pillow than to the wrong pillow.
你这一段话是讲到参孙的这个错误的行为的时候，你有一种反思。
So this is talking about Samson's wrong, erroneous ways. It will give you something to reflect on.
因此呢，我们要看到他在整个的勇士的当中，他虽然可以非常单打独斗。
Even though among the mighty warriors, he was able to fight alone.
但他怎么样？成功只有在我。
So his success was limited.
他没有一种一起的观念。
He did not have a concept of group.
直到怎么样？直到他的眼睛瞎了。
Until his eyes were gouged out.
当他这一个被达利拉呢，这一个骗了，一直骗的时候。
After he was deceived multiple times by Delilah.
那么我们看到他最后呢想要再一次挣扎起来的时候。
So at the end, when he wants to struggle again.
圣经讲到一句话，就是他想要像过去一样来活动身体。
That he went to live again like in the past.
参孙怎么讲？我要像。
Samson said he wanted to be.
过去一样活动，在四世纪十六章二十节。
In chapter 16, verse 20.
我要像过去。
He wanted to be like in the past.
那过去是像样，现在已经不像样。
So that was in the past, but now it's no longer the past.
所以怎么能够再像过去呢？
So how could he be like before?
那个不像样已经被罪捆绑了。
So in the past he was bound by sin.
他已经没有办法再像以前的样子。
So he cannot be like in the past.
所以呢，当他想要起来的时候，他已经不能自制了。
So when he wants to rise up again, he cannot control himself.
他的堕落是逐渐性的。
So his fall was a continual.
他的堕落是慢慢慢慢的。我们看他被大力拉骗的时候呢，我们看到他怎么样？他是一步一步的进入陷阱。
So we saw that his fall was a step by step as he fell into a Delilah's traps.
最后呢，就真正的啊，把他的秘密里面呢，告诉了这个妓女。
At the end, he told all his secrets to this prostitute.
我们看到，虽然他最后呢，再一次的向神祷告。
Even though at the end he prayed to God again.
啊，那么使他怎么样，能够再一次的恢复力量。
So that he could restore his strength was restored.
圣经写了一段话语。
The Bible mentioned here.
这段话语。
This verse.
也应该给我们一个很大的反思。
This is something also for us to reflect on.
他死的时候。
When he died.
比杀的活的人更多。
He killed more than when he was alive.
他活了多少年？
How many years did he live?
在那一个世代里面的20年的工作。
So in that year, during that time, he lived 20 years.
才杀了1000多人。
He killed about only 1,000.
啊，那么呢，整个呢3000多人。
In total, over 3,000.
这一次呢，在大庙里面看他表演的呢啊，3000多人。
There are about 3,000 people that watch him in the temple.
意思是。就是这样子而已。
Meaning that that was all he did.
因此呢，虽然他大有能力
，Even though he had great strength，
因为没有神话语
，Because he didn't have the word of God，
或是没有遵行神的话语
，Or did not obey the word of God，
以至于呢，他眼睛盲目
，So his eyes were blind。
很多的时候，当他眼睛盲目的时候，他的心灵才开始眼睛明白过来。
Some people when their eyes are blind, then their eyes their heart are opened。
我们听过这个。啊、很多的音乐家
We hear a lot about musicians
当他眼睛快瞎的那一个时候
When their eye is about to go blind
或是以他已经瞎了以后
Or after they are blind
他的做的歌
The songs that they wrote
比这一个眼睛明亮的时候还好
Were better than the songs they wrote when their eyes were open
当然他眼睛明亮的时候做的歌也很不错
So of course the songs they wrote before also were pretty good
被推崇的时候我们就发现到是眼睛瞎掉的时候
But the ones song that were being popularized once he wrote when they were blind
其中呢就有一个韩德尔
One of them was Handel
他写了一个神剧
He wrote a
这个神剧呢
about God
就是写到参孙
He wrote about Samson
他当他写到说日没有颜色了
He said that there's no color
失去了光亮
The sun is darkened and the moon no longer gives light. 星星的
亮度也没有了。
And there's no more light.
那个时候，韩德尔是眼睛瞎的时候。
That's when Handel was blind.
他很能够体会到参孙他眼睛瞎的那一种感觉。
He could experience and understand the feeling that Samson had when he was blinded.
我相信他也听到参孙的那一个祷告。
I believe he heard Samson's prayer also.
那么他会思考。
And he will reflect.
我这一辈子做了多少神剧
How much did I write for God my whole life?
我这个音乐家
Me as a musician.
做了那么多的世界上的歌宫廷的音乐
I wrote so many music for the courts.
那我要讲韩德尔已经是做在所有的音乐家里面做圣乐里面算是蛮多的
But in comparison to other musicians, Handel wrote a lot of hymn music. Music.
韩德尔曾经做过这个弥赛曲
He wrote the Messiah
另外一个写神剧很有名的叫做巴哈
The other person was Bach
他们两个都是巴洛克时期的人
They were the Baroque period
那么这个巴洛克时期最有名的两个音乐家从来没有见过面
So those two most famous Baroque musicians never met each other
但是共同有一个医生
But they have one healer
就是眼科大夫
yeah, That is that the physician
因为两个后来都瞎了
because they were all blind at the end
因为同一时期
but one same period
做手术都是个医生做失败
but both failed at the surgeon's hands the same doctor who
科技比较发达这个医生早就被 fire 掉了
so today the doctor would have been fired a long time ago
这个失败的例子太多了
there have been too many meanings to this failure
当时这个资讯也没有那么发达
So at that time the communication wasn't so advanced
他们虽然是同一时期很有名的心心相惜的音乐家
So they were contemporary each other, famous contemporaries.
一辈子没有见过面。
They never met each other in their whole life.
但是他们写的那个神句里面都是脍炙人口。
But what they wrote of the hymnal music were really amazing.
在地上没有见过面。
Even though they never met each other on earth.
我相信他们现在在天上常常在玩乐器吧。
So I believe they are up in heaven playing music with each other.
他们写的神句里面非常的精准。
So what they wrote in the operas were very accurate.
他要了解这个参孙的时候。
So in other words, when he's trying to understand Samson,
他怎么样？他要去完全的了解他的个性以及他的那个状态。
He wanted to understand his personality and his circumstances.
那当参孙最后祷告说神给他再一次的力量的时候。
So when Samson asked God to give him strength once more,
那么我们就看到。韩德尔他说他一自己眼睛瞎了。
So we saw that Handel also his eyes became blind.
所以他当他在写作日光不见了，月光也不见了，星星的亮度更是看不见的时候。
So he wrote that the sun no longer gives light nor moon and even the stars.
当他在那个曲调跟那个诗歌的时候，很特别。
That what he wrote in terms of his lyrics and the music were very special.
如果你有空上 YouTube 去听。
If you have time, go to, on YouTube to listen.
因为你也不可能花钱去听神剧啊。
You're not going to pay money to listen to.
因为现在唱神剧的也太少了。
Because very few people sing a hymnal music nowadays.
或许在这个啊，这个比较东部有还有人在演。
So maybe on the East Coast there are people who still putting the shows.
花机票钱、住宿费，还有这个票啊。
Then you have to pay for the plane tickets.
如果说你也不会花这个钱去看。
To go see this play.
电脑很方便 ，YouTube 找一定会找到。我是没找过哈，一定会找到。
But computer is so advanced and convenient, you'll be able to find it.
你在读这个啊参孙的时候，去看看这个啊这个神剧参孙。
So, when you read the Samson, go see the play.
听听韩德尔在那一个时期里面，他写他眼睛瞎的时候。
So right, listen to what he wrote. Handel wrote upon he was about to go blind.
一个音乐家眼睛瞎，那是一个非常悲惨的事情，你知道吗
？So it's such a tragedy for a musician to go blind.
他没有办法再看谱。
He cannot see the music anymore.
他只能用他的心灵里面去体验。
He could only use his heart to experience it.
但我们知道还有一个啊，这个叫做贝多芬，他不但眼睛瞎了，耳朵都聋了。
So we also remembered about Beethoven. He's not blind, but he was.Deaf.
一个音乐家耳朵聋，那是多痛苦的一件事情。
You know how miserable it is for a musician to be deaf.
他只能用心灵去感应，写一些他的音，以前听过的音符。
He can only use his heart and spirit to write music that he heard before.
他只能从心灵里面教会知道。
He can only experience it from his heart.
因为拿给别人演奏，他也听不到。
Because when he gives the music for others to play, he cannot listen either.
当一个音乐家他失去了应该有的盼望的时候，他那个时候能够把这一个参孙的神迹写的那么样子的有名。
So, for a musician, when he was about to lose all hope, able to write a music about Samson to make it so famous.
所有的音乐家里面，基本都是到了末期的时候呢，他才开始呢回到神的面前。
So many times, musicians only toward the end of their career that they are turning back to God.
韩德尔是其中之一，他在写这一个弥赛曲的时候，是他最这个事业最低落的时候。
So Handel, when he wrote Messiah, was at the low point of his career.
接下来他写这一个参孙的神剧。
Then he wrote this opera about Samson.
从那时候开始，他再也没有写任何大曲子，他只有写圣乐的神剧，或是比较大的这个合唱曲。
Ever since then, he never wrote anything. Wrote any such great works as these, but only hymnal music or something for people to sing.
所以我们不明白参孙他那个大能的勇士，当他眼睛瞎掉的时候，能力也不见的时候。
So when we see that when Samson lost his sight and also lost his strength.
所以我相信呢，当我们不需要到眼睛看不见的时候，再来又醒悟过来。
I believe we don't need to be completely blinded before.We can wake up.
现在我们既然是有这么好的能力的时候，我们应该好好的读神的话语。
Since we have such strength now, we should read the Bible.
在整个的十五章十八节里面有一句话。
In chapter 15, verse 8, there's a verse.
就是讲到参孙甚口渴。
That he was thirsty.
那么呢，他就求 求告耶和华说
And he prayed to the Lord
你既借着仆人的手施行这么大的拯救
So you have given your servant this great victory
岂可任我渴死落在未受割礼的人手中呢
Must I now die of thirst verse 18 and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised
这个是初期他的祷告
This is his early prayer
他的一个祷告的一个很重要的法则
One of his ways, means of his prayer.
我们没有权利在这一个危机苦难中的时候要神赐力。
So in the thirst, we ask God for strength.
我们必须要先与他有一个很亲密的关系。
We first must draw near him.
所以当这一个他你借着仆人的手
So you have given your servants.
这表示怎么样？是神在工作。
Mean that God is doing the work.
不是说我做了这么辛苦，神啊，你怎么不给我一口水喝呢
？He didn't say I did such great hard work. How why don't you give me something to drink?
我们看到出席的参僧在祷告里面，你借着仆人的手。
So you see that in his early time when he was praying, he said, "You have given your servant."
仆人是什么意思
？So what does it mean to be a servant?
顺从神你话语的意思。
To obey the word of God.
顺从主人的意思。
To obey the mind of the Lord.
即使这样，我怎么会？因为这样子问题可使而落在一个未受割礼的人当中呢
So if it were so, how would he die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?
让这个没有跟神你立约的这个子民来抓把我抓去荣耀他们呢
How would it be possible for them to grab me and give themselves glory?
所以他说先亲近神
So he first drew near God.
他不是去怎么样打井啊，或者说做什么事情，他要求很多人找水给他喝。
He did not go dig well himself or ask people to bring water to him.
他在神的面前自卑下来。
That he humbled himself before the Lord.
我们看到初期他的祷告跟末期的祷告。
We see that his prayer in the early time versus his prayers at the end.
生命里面应该抓住那最开始被为主服事的时候。
So our life needs to grab onto when we first start to serve the Lord.
神他有丰富的恩典。
God has His abundant mercy, grace.
当我们亲近他，当我们回到神的面前的时候
，When we do return to Him and turn to Him,
他永远是像那一个浪子回头的那一个父亲站在那个地方等候我们。
It's always like the prodigal son that the father is waiting upon us.
我们看到神使泉源从地里面涌出来。
And we saw that God made a spring come up from the ground.
没有一个眼睛都要看到有一个水在那个地方，不是的，神让水突然的出现。
So it's not that his eyes were open, he saw a spring. No, God opened the hollow place and the water came out.
神的作为是让我们超乎我们想象的。
And God's work is beyond our thinking.
这一个是神他的作为。
This is God's.
当我们愿意自卑亲近他的时候。
So we are willing to be humbled and come before him.
今天我们经常忙到没有时间好好读圣经。
Today we are so busy that we don't even have time to read the Bible well.
我们忙到没有时间亲近神。
We are so busy to the point we don't draw near God.
所以我们在侍奉的人员也是一样，不要过分的热心而忘记跟神的一个独处。
So we as ministers or servants, we also do be mindful not to be so busy and not draw near God.
整个里面给我们看到就是这十五章十八节里面给我们看到参僧他在那一个地方祷告求神给他水喝的时候。
So we see that in chapter 15, verse 18, where Samson came before God to ask God for water.
讲的这么样的一段话语，就是既借着仆人的手。
So here he's talking about as a servant.
我们看到他自卑在神的面前。
Now he was humble before the Lord.
如果我们都一直这样子的时候
，If we continue to be like this,
神的那个活水是永远无限的。
The water, the living water is unlimited from the Lord.
很可惜，我们看到这一个参僧他是渐进式的堕落。
But unfortunately, in for Samson, it's a step by step decline.
表示没有人一下子就掉到谷底。
Meaning that no one just suddenly fell to the bottom of the pit.
那么没有掉到谷底，没有一下子掉到谷底。
That no one suddenly fell to the end of the bottom of the pit.
是因为神的慈爱一直在拽着你，不要走，不要走。
It's because God's mercy is holding us on.
但是我们被我们自己的想法怎么样冲昏了头，就一直往前行。
But if our heads are filled by our own thinking, we're just going to run forward.
圣经才会有这么一段的话，将你的话藏在我的心里。
So that's why the Bible talks about may I hide your word in me.
啊，免得我被罪恶捆绑的时候。
So that when I'm bound by sin,
我就体贴我的肉体。
That I'll mind my flesh.
就放弃神你给我的教导。
And forsake the, your teachings.
盼望我们从整个四世纪到参孙这个地方的时候。
So I hope by reading the Judges and about Samson.
对我们的生命里面有一种很大的启迪。
That idea will stir our life up.
让我们的生命在做基督徒的过程的当中。
So in our lives as Christians.
不要像这个四世纪里面一直在那么个地方循环。
That we will not continue to circle around in, like in the Judges.
我们应该最赶快走到这一个恢复神的律法里头。
We need to go back to the laws of the Lord.
使我们遵照神的话语而行。
That we can obey His words.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His words.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让你的圣灵再一次的感动我们。
That your Holy Spirit continue to move us.
使我们回归到你的面前来。
That we can return to you.
当我们有神你的恩典。
When we have your grace,
我们有恩赐的时候
and we have gifts,
应当更加的在你的面前
we need to come even closer to you,
自卑在你的面前
and humble ourselves before you,
当我们有大能力的时候
when we have mighty strength,
更应该小心
we need to be even more careful,
使我们所做的工作
so that the work we do,
讨你喜悦
will please you,
愿神帮助我们
may the Lord help us,
给我们有一个醒悟悔改的心
that we have a revived heart,
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.